Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
It doesn't matter who you are today. It certainly doesn't matter how you were born. The only thing that matters is who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there. It is the animal that can change the fastest to a changing environment that becomes the most dominant species the world has ever seen. It is our very nature to change. Because if you want to do something extraordinary, you have one job. Leave your fellow humans in awe. Now, when you think about my job as a parent, as an entrepreneur, as an athlete, as a speaker, as a whatever you want to be, you've got to get so good at that thing that when people see you do it, you make them experience the most potent human emotion, and that is awe. To get that good is a terrifying journey of self-discovery and confronting who you really are, because you cannot make change until you acknowledge where you're actually at. To me, the gap between where you are now and where you want to go is a gap of skill set. You get to build yourself in any direction you want, in any way, to become anything you want. There will be an extraordinary price to pay, but you can go in any direction. Now, I don't think that we're born blank slates, but we are so close to that. To worry about where your limits are is to miss how much you can improve. Once you believe that, you start looking for the ways in which that was powerful. How is the worst thing that ever happened to me actually secretly the best thing that's ever happened to me? People don't realize that they are choices. Now, once you reframe all of this, these are things that I'm choosing to believe. And once you realize you can choose to believe something new and thusly get a different result, everything changes. Over and over and over, you have to push yourself long past the point of boredom. Boredom kills more people in the pursuit of success than any hater will ever kill. Boredom is the great killer of dreams, because people don't have the focus. They don't have the clarity of what they're trying to achieve. They have not built into their life, built into their life, an intoxication for what they're trying to accomplish. You're not looking for a way to shape your skill set. Remember, between where you are and where you want to go, it is a gap of skill set. I don't know that the life that I have lived is better than somebody who wanted to live a stress-free, quiet life. I only know it's the only life I could have lived.
Rich Dad's lesson number one, the rich don't work for money. Don't you touch that stuff. The game the bankers and the rich play is different than what they teach you in school. And that's the story of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, my poor dad, PhD, stands for poor, helpless, and desperate. They don't know anything about money. And they're teaching our kids. And my rich dad was an entrepreneur who never finished school. So all of the pieces of the puzzle, and when Fuller scolded me back in 83, the pieces of the puzzle and my life started to come together. It's not get a job, work hard, save money, and invest in a well-diversified portfolio, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs. The financial industry is two things, debt and taxes. Debt and taxes. And we still tell kids to go to school, get a job, work hard, save money, and get out of debt. Now, who tells them to do that? That's the most ridiculous thing there is. They're afraid they might make a mistake. They're good little students in school. Go to school, get a job, don't make mistakes. Well, it's not risky. I mean, to me, what's risky is having a job and paying taxes.
Yeah.
And saving money because they're printing it. That's the worst thing of all. The people that are being screwed today are the poor and middle class because they work for money. You know, the banker friends, they're not working for money.
They have money working for them.
Yep.
Right.
Very big difference in mentality here. I said, I want you to teach me about money. So it was, I said, why should I teach you? You go to school, your dad's going to, my poor dad's not going to teach you. He goes, he says, I said, oh, finally he acquiesced. He said, okay. He says, but if I teach you, you work for me for free. And I said, why for free? And my dad, my poor dad went nuts. He says, because if I pay you, you think like an employee. Your brain will change. If you learn never to work for money, you'll be a rich man. So my dad, the poor dad, Stanford, Northwestern, University of Chicago, the head of education for the state of Hawaii, candidate for lieutenant governor of Hawaii, as a Republican of all things. They know nothing about money, and they teach our kids. They're good people.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
80% are good people. 20% just are there for the pension and the paycheck. We know that. Right. My poor dad said, go talk to your best friend's father, Mike's father. I said, why is that? He says, because Mike's father's an entrepreneur. And, you know, I'm 9 years old, so what's an entrepreneur? And he said, well, I'm an employee. They're two different people.
Right.
Mindset-wise.
Right.
Well, it came from a lesson before Rich Dad. Well, I was in Sunday school. My Sunday school teacher was a young, pretty woman, you know, and she said, I'm like nine. And she goes, why were the three wise men wise? You know, I go, because they were rich. And they gave the swaddling Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So they had to be rich guys, I said. And she goes, no, that's not it. I said, well, they had gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, that's not it. I said, why were they wise? And I went, I don't know. She says, what made them wise was they always sought the best teacher. And she says, if you're going to be successful in your life, you've got to find the best teachers. And so with that, when my poor dad said, go seek out your rich dad, I was just following her advice. So I've had a habit ever since then, or a policy, if I find out there's a great teacher, and a great teacher is somebody who comes from the inside, not the outside. You know, when I was in flight school, I swear to God, my pilot, my instructors could fly because I flew with them. But in school, you don't know if your instructor is for real or not. That's where the fake teacher comes from.
So yeah, the reason behind why I dropped out of high school was because I genuinely, at that point, could not manage doing high school and business at the same time. I don't advocate dropping out of high school. I don't advocate dropping out of college. I don't advocate anything within that realm. I'm just sharing my personal experience because so many of you guys have asked. The reason I dropped out of high school was because, dude, I was getting like 2-3 hours of sleep a night. I was trying to juggle both things. I've always just kind of had to make my own money, be the man for myself, take care of myself. Around the time that I dropped out of high school, or before then, I was just doing simple freelance work, you know, because to me that was a simple equation. You put time in and that equates a certain amount of money, and then you put a value on what your time is worth, and that's how much money you get per hour. So yeah, that's what I was doing. And then I got more into the business side of things. Social media was initially how I first started social media marketing. That was kind of how I got my start, that with my personal brand, which actually got me all those opportunities.
I always emphasize to you guys that you really do need to pick and choose who you're friends with, and that different people are going to serve different purposes in your life, and that's okay. So I've been super blessed this last like 6 months because I've met so many people whose vision aligns with mine, and it's so cool to see, you know, people like Reed just going places, 17. One of my friends, Ted, he's 18, going places. Even meeting people who are a lot older than me, people like Quentin, good friends with, he's whatever, 23. One of my friends, Bob, he's an investor. I'll show you guys a bit more of him. He's coming literally to London, staying with me tomorrow. It's so, so cool. And guys, don't underestimate the sort of energy you can get from other people. It really, really does spread. So if you're hanging around, and I hate to say it, a bunch of losers, if you're hanging around people who don't really understand what you're trying to do, that dampens your energy. Now, I don't want to get too esoteric with this, but look, I really do believe that there's like a subliminal energy, and that we're all sort of, you know, outputting a different energy. If you're trying to be on one wavelength and someone else is on another, it won't work, guys. And for a long time, I was sort of, I'd say lonely. I would have friends that I joke with, but for a long time, there was people that were in my life, but I couldn't really share my vision with. I couldn't talk too openly about my goals and my aspirations, and you end up feeling quite lonely from that, and it's something I had to deal with for quite a while. But look, that's fine. honestly, I would rather be alone with my own thoughts than with people who are negative, berate what I'm trying to do in my life, because at the end of the day, those people are just scared that you're gonna rise up and find no use from them anymore. Don't get angry at people when they throw negativity, throw hate your way, because at the end of the day, they're just scared that you're gonna develop so much that you find no use for them anymore. I've seen that time and time again in my life, and it's something I've sort of had to move past. So I know there's a lot of you guys watching who, you know, you have friends who don't really understand what you're trying to do. Don't get angry at them, but also you don't need that shit in your life. Cut that out immediately. Trust me, being lonely for the next couple months, couple years, it's gonna be fine, because there's someone out there who loves what you're trying to do. They love the vision you have, the drive you have, the passion you have. Look, you could be into the weirdest shit. It doesn't matter. There's someone out there who shares that same interest, shares that same passion. And once you meet that person, I swear the amount of energy you guys will bounce off each other, it's incredible and it's worth it.
Start your business, you start your online business while you're in high school, while you're in college, while you're doing your job. And then it gets to the tipping point, right, where you have enough money from your online business or whichever business you're doing that it can sustain your lifestyle. You know, so I figured out, what is my overhead? And this is, like, people think, oh, man, you took the risk, you burned the bridges, you dropped out of high school. No, I thought about it systematically. How many months do you think you need in savings to make this like a viable option? And I went, okay, I need 4 months, because 4 months will give me enough time. Like, I'm already in that mentality, sink or swim, but 4 months is enough time for me to really get my shit together and take this properly. Okay, so I go, I need 10,000 pounds basically. And I need to get 10,000 pounds, and I need that either lump sum in deposit or written contract, right? Binding written contract. So I go, all right, what's my time frame to do this? Because you need a time frame for these goals. I go, okay, if I can do it in the next 8 weeks, then I'm gonna drop out. And I did it in 2.5, roughly. In 2.5, I signed 3,500 a month pounds in retainers, binding contract. And those contracts, all those contracts are for 3 months. So if you average it out, the last month lost, it made roughly 2,500 pounds. So that was my thinking behind how to drop out of high school. You know, show that you're putting in effort, and you can drop out of high school before 18. But I do not recommend it for pretty much 99% of you.
Look, no one is going to miraculously show up at your door and hand you $1 million. You've got to prepare your mind so that you can prepare your life. You have to read the books. You have to get around the right people. You have to set the biggest goals possible if you want to achieve the results that you want in your life. Because everything you want is already out there. The dream house that you want is already built. The car that you want to drive is already at the parking lot. The people that you want to meet have already been born. The cities that you want to visit have already been established far before your arrival. You have everything you need in order to succeed, but you have to read. You have to pick up the books and surround yourself with people that will help you to achieve your biggest goals. You have to think big, because if you think big, you'll do big and you'll win big. B-I-G. The books you read, the individuals you meet, and the goals that you set for yourself will allow you to become the greatest person that you ever wanted to be. But you have to believe, because if you believe in yourself, then every single person in this world will believe in you too. So my question for you is this: do you believe? Will you read? Will you surround yourself with people who will encourage and support you? And will you set goals that train you, or will you cling to the goals that drain you? Remember, if you want to change your reality, you have to change your mentality. You have everything you need in order to succeed, but now you have to make it a reality. Most of us have been surrounded with default friends. These are people in our life that we naturally see every single day. Our friends, our neighbors, our classmates, the people at the gym, the people at work. These people are just in our life and we take advice from them. What if I told you that these people have no plans of becoming rich in their whole entire life? What if I told you that these people wanted to be average, and the moment that you pass them, they will become extremely jealous of your success? And that's the truth. When you reach new levels, you face new devils. Just when you thought that someone in your life was looking to help you, they were actually looking to hurt you. So I want you to ask yourself, who are my leaders and where are they taking me? Are they actually helping me or are they hurting me? Are they leading me or are they misleading me? Are they guiding me or are they fighting me? You see, real friends will train you, but fake friends will drain you. And if you're surrounded by the people that are trying to get you, you're gonna miss out on the people who could have met you. And that's why I started to search for leaders that I knew wanted to help me reach my higher goals. I realized that I had to search for these people because they would keep me inspired. They would keep me informed. They would teach me the most important lessons of life. That's why I encourage you to set big goals, because goals are the navigational system that will take you to your destination. And you have to set goals that scare you, because goals that scare you are goals that prepare you. Set yourself an astronomical goal that you can see yourself accomplishing within the next 5 years. You see, most people don't set goals at all. They might do little New Year's resolutions. They might say, let me put it on my bucket list. They might not even have a plan at all. But if you want to achieve your biggest goals, you have to write them down every single day. You have to have the right intentions if you want to go the right directions. You have to change your mentality if you want to change your reality. You have to see the future if you want to be the future. And when you're starting out, you have to set bigger goals than everyone else around you. When you write your goals down on paper, it impresses your subconscious mind and forces you into action. You see, a dull pencil is better than a sharp mind. You see, the truth is that if you can manifest it in your mind, you can manifest it in your life. But you have to change the way you view things if you want to change the way you do things.
Easiest thing I've done was to get out from under the labels and to live the life that I live. The most difficult thing I've ever done was to believe that I can do it.
It's the moment you realize everything in your life has come to a point where you can either stay where you are or you can pick up your bags, build the courage to move that inch. To move that inch in order to build even just the slightest bit of momentum.
Life is a series of fights. I mean, think about it. You're either in a fight, just got out of a fight, or trust me, there's a fight right around the corner just waiting for you.
Life is going to beat up on you in so many ways, and many things, they come back. You know, negative thoughts and how you feel about yourself, they don't die. They come back once you stop doing the maintenance work on your mind.
1 inch is all it takes. It's the time in your life where it's do or die. What are you going to do? It's the time when you're feeling like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. You're in the dark, but it's up to you to change your perception to shed some light on where you are.
Listening to motivational messages, going to seminars and workshops, spending time quietly listening to the still small voice within. Who am I really? Is this really me? Am I giving my best? Am I just reflecting what's around me? Because all of these various things affect how we show up in life.
When I think about fighting, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about situations. I'm talking about circumstances. I'm talking about opportunities that sometimes you have to fight for.
Right now, wherever you are, as you are today, you have enough right now to build the legacy that you really want.
It's the time when you're ready to give up. But you know, if you do, you'll never be able to live with yourself with the guilt and shame of not pulling yourself out of this state. Which way are you going to turn?
Things may happen to you and things may happen around you, but the most important things are the things that happen in you. And you have to stand up inside yourself and deal with it and handle it.
Now is the time to start building your legacy. Now is the moment to start making your impact.
You got to get into position, baby. So I know life is hard sometimes. I know life can be up and down. But right now, I need you to get in position to fight. What's your position to fight? What's your mindset to fight? What's your mentality? When you about to fight, you get ready to fight. You know a fight's coming. Your adrenaline begins to pump. Your heart begins to race. Your mind gets right and say, look, I'm not going to just fight. I'm going to win this battle. And sucker, you going down. And I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about circumstances. I'm talking about situations. And I'm talking about opportunities. So here's the first thing we got to figure out. First, you have to acknowledge who you fight. And I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about you. The number one person you're going to fight is yourself. So are you fighting procrastination? Are you fighting excuses? Are you fighting low self-esteem? Ladies and gentlemen, get your dukes up. Get your hands up and get ready to fight. See, let me tell you something. Trouble can be a bully, but you better learn how to land the first blow. Lesson number one, acknowledge the fight. Who are you fighting? Who is your battle with? Key number two, what is your strategy to win? Are you going for the knockout blow? Are you going to kill him softly with a couple of jabs? You might be in a situation right now where the doctor said to you that you're not healthy, your body's failing, you might even have cancer. Oh, that's not just a battle. That's going to be a war, ladies and gentlemen. But to win fights, you got to have stamina. You got to be ready to fight and bounce back, punch and counter punch, jab and jab back. Let me tell you something. Life is a series of fights. The worst thing you can do is run away from your fights. Because if life is a series of fights and you run away, you just ran away from your life. Your promotion is in the fight. Your promotion and your next level is about you getting into this war, getting into this battle with winning. Here's the reality. I don't believe in getting bullied. I believe in altercations. And so let me tell you something. Is trouble coming your way? A fight coming your way and you're running from your fight? You just ran from your life and you just ran from your future. I've been fighting my whole life. And let me tell you something. We're going to battle, baby. And I want you to do the same thing. Because when you get victory, you'll raise your arms up like the champ. When you come over depression, you raise your arms like a champ. When you overcome bankruptcy, you raise your arms like a champ. When you come over divorce, raise your arms in victory. I love Muhammad Ali because he did it with charisma. I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Rumble, man, rumble. Let me tell you something. You got to be ready to fight because your life is all about fights.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.